Massachusetts State Police arrested 18 people Tuesday who were attempting to block Kinder Morgan from cutting down trees in Otis State Forest. The activists were hoping to stop a natural gas pipeline expansion. Activists hoping to halt the Connecticut expansion project recorded themselves. Danine O'Rourke of the Sugar Shack Alliance asked fellow member Susan Theberg if police were going to make arrests.
There'll be a warning. If anybody after the warning, they'll arrest. After the warning.
There's one warning.
Yeah. Well, he said we're going to give a warning.
Okay.
And after that.
And they are not going to leave.
They're not going to leave.
Great.
They held that position for about 3 hours, blocking access roads in Otis State Forest, where Kinder Morgan needed to travel for its natural gas pipeline expansion. 18 protesters were arrested and charged with trespassing. They will be arraigned next week in Great Barrington District Court. The protests and the interactions between the Alliance and the police were peaceful. In fact, the Alliance says it has been working with state and local police for months. Mary Link, one of the group's police liaisons, says by the time police arrived Tuesday, authorities knew who to talk to.
Police liaison.
Police liaison is where?
She's right here. Right here.
The members knew the law enforcement process and who was in jeopardy of going to jail.
It's really helpful to have to develop a relationship with your police.
Massachusetts State Police spokesperson Dave Procopio agreed.
It carries more meaning when there are consequences and when the protesters wish to accept those consequences. So they let us know that that was their intention and that their plan was to get arrested.
I think that especially at this time in history when, you know, there have been really terrible clashes with police in other places, our Massachusetts State Police were stellar citizens.
The Alliance wants lawmakers to put a stop to Kinder Morgan's pipeline project. U.S. Senators Elizabeth Warren and Ed Markey and Congressman Richard Neal have sent letters calling on the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission to revoke its authorization for the pipeline. FERC said it would not comment on the letters. Bob Barba from the Sugar Shack Alliance says the fight isn't over.
You know, we're fully conscious that, you know, we can hear the machines back there. We haven't stopped cutting. So we weren't able to do that. We are impeding work and slowing work as much as we can, hoping that legislative or regulatory or legal means will actually stop the work. So time isn't of the essence anymore. They're back there cutting, but we hope to get back out there and slow things down again.
Donna Elwell from the Alliance says Kinder Morgan will also be withdrawing water from Spectacle Pond.
About 1 million gallons to flush and test the pipeline that they're putting in before they put the fracked gas through.
The pond houses endangered species, and environmentalists are worried about the potential toxins from the coating of the pipeline. Also,
we feel that in this time where drought has been hitting our communities, it is really, unwise to be taking good, clean water out of the pond.
Kinder Morgan has installed erosion control devices to protect water bodies and streams in Otis State Forest near its 13-mile, $93 million proposed pipeline expansion project. Kinder Morgan says the project would meet increased demand in the Northeast for transportation capacity for natural gas. The project will upgrade an existing system within New York, Massachusetts, and Connecticut. It would loop in Albany County in New York, Berkshire and Hampton counties in Massachusetts, and Hartford County, Connecticut. Kinder Morgan says it respects the rights of individuals to engage in peaceful and lawful protests as long as work areas are not disturbed or damaged. Link with the Alliance says she doesn't buy it.
It's a bit of lip service, if you ask me. You know, the area they, quote, set aside for us is a public area where people can be every day, all the time, and have a legal right to be. And the access roads that they have blocked off are also public. It's part of a public state forest. They haven't set aside it. It isn't in their jurisdiction. We can be there.
Kinder Morgan subsidiary Tennessee Gas Pipeline Company expects service to begin in November. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm J.D. Allen.